Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem and welcome back to today's Daf Yomi, which is Yevamos Nun Ches. We begin two lines from the bottom on Nun Zayin Amud Beis. Omar Rami Baruch Hama, we discussed the concept of Chupa L'Psulos. So in yesterday's Daf, we actually had a machlokes. Rav says, Yesh Chupa L'Psulos. Shmuel says, no, Ein Chupa L'Psulos. What does that mean? So you have an almana trying to marry a kohen gadol, which of course is asur. He got to the point of chupa. He was misyached with her. He brought her into his home, but it's still pre-bia. They haven't yet been together physically. In which case, technically, she isn't necessarily a chalala. Right? Still, says Rav, she is tainted. She's affected by the chupa, which is really the phase leading into physical closeness. It leads into bia, in which case we treat her as though she was affected, tainted, and is now unable to have teruma, whether it's a bas kohen, she's from a family of kohanim, she must stop eating teruma, or whether it's just the fact that she can't have the teruma with her husband because she may not marry this man. Yesh chupa l'psulis. Shmuel says, no, nothing doing. Chuppah is meant to lead into bia. That's only by a proper marriage. Here, it's not meant to do so. Chuppah is totally out of place and a non-functioning entity. It doesn't have any value. It doesn't have any impact. It does not affect her. Omar Rami Bar Chama, actually, this is a machlekes tanoim. Yesh chuppah l'psulos. His question is, a machlekes bonu l'machlekes Rabbi Meir, between Rabbi Meir, back in the Mishnah, on Daf Nun Vav Amud Beis, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, machlokes between these Tanoim. You see, we had a Mishnah which discussed a similar case, not Chuppa, Kiddushin. Almana, who had Kiddushin with a Kohen Gadol, a Grusha, Kiddushin with a Kohen Hedid. What happens there? Rabbi Meir says, stop eating Truma. You are anticipating interacting in a puzzle situation, in an inappropriate relationship. That affects her. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon say no. At this early point, it's still premature to make her a puzzle. It's still pre-marriage. She's unaffected. Says the Gemara, it would appear. And that discussion parallels our discussion. The Rav Meir, the Amar Kiddushin Pasli, just as Rav Meir says Kiddushin, affects the Isha. If you're miskadish to a person you may not marry, you have to stop eating Truma. Chuppah Nami Pasli, here as well by Chuppah, has the same effect. Even though we're speaking that there was no Kiddushin here, just plain Chuppah. Well, Chuppah is close enough to marriage. That's an initiation of that relationship, and therefore it affects her as well. Whereas Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, the Amri Kiddushin Loi Pasla, according to them, Kiddushin doesn't affect her. Chuppah Nami Loi Pasla, here as well by Chuppah, it won't have that effect. How do you know to compare Mimai? Two different contexts. Dilma Atkan Loi Ka'amar Rabbi Meir Hossam, maybe it's only over there. The Rabbi Meir holds the Kiddushin affects her, because it's a Kiddushin, it's a Kenyan. Elabi Kiddushin de Kanigal, he acquired her. Al Mana did Kiddushin with a Kain Gadol, that's a problem. But by chuppah the loikon, there was no kinyan. Loi, maybe it doesn't affect her. Inami, or you can say adkan loikamir Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon Hasim. It's only in that case. Rabbi Elazar says it's okay. Elav kedushin, because it's only kedushin. It's sort of very early in the game. The loikrivi labia, it's not leading into bia. So she remains unaffected. Aval chuppah the kriva labia, but chuppah, that's so close to the real thing. Perhaps that can affect the Isha, Chinami the Pasla. So the two discussions are unrelated. Totally unrelated. Kiddushin can have an advantage that Bia doesn't have, and Chuppah doesn't have, and Chuppah has an element not present in Kiddushin, so you can't compare two things. Elo, ik, lemeimar. But if you're looking for a Machlekes Tanoim to attach to this Shailah, let's find another set of Tanoim discussing this very case. chupa lipsulis, desanyo, nisu, they marry a kohen, zu vezu, whether it's these or these, meaning ksheiros, whether they're allowed to marry the kohen, upsulis, or whether they're not allowed to marry the kohen. Oy or shenichnasu luchupa v'le nivalu, there was chupa without physical interaction. Oy chayis mishaloi, they can have his food. Oy chayis betruma, they can have his truma. Let's analyze the price. Nichnasu, discussed in the last part of the brisa. Only chuppah, without more. So what does nisu mean? Nisu mentioned the line earlier. Actual marriage, right? If you say nichnasu, is just an incomplete connection. Mechlal de nisu, apparently the word nisu means nisu mamash, actual marriage. How can you say that? Once she interacts with him as married, Abi Absula, of course, makes her puzzle. She's a halala, she can't eat truma. Helalav, oh, so it must mean something else. Helalav kigay shenichnasu l'chupa v'loy nivalu. The Brisa just means like this. It's one case. Nisu, meaning, the Brisa explains itself. Nisu means nichnasu l'chupa without bila. So it's all just one case. The Brisa is sort of explaining itself. Rashi says, we use the word nisu, and then, okay, what is that case? That kigoyin, there was a chuppah without more. Clearly, chuppah doesn't do anything to her. She's still allowed to have truma. Uktani oichlis mishaloi v'oichlis v'truma. And the Brisa says, even in the case of pisulois, where she's not meant to marry him, the fact that she experienced chuppah with him doesn't affect her. That's the Tanakhama. Comes Rabbi Shmuel b'noi shal b'reichem b'reike aymer, and he says, no, she's affected. Kol shal b'yasa machiloso, chuposa machiloso. If bia can feed her, then the chupa can feed her. V'chol she'en b'yasa machiloso, ein chuposa machiloso. But if it's an inappropriate relationship, in which case the bia would not allow it to have truma, likewise the chupa has the same effect. Makes her possible. Clearly, it would seem it's a machlekes tanaim. What effect does chupa have on the isha if it's in the case of pesulos? Mimai, how do you know to compare? How do you know that's the pshat? Dilma Rabbi Yishmo b'noi, shor Rabbi Yechim and Breika k'Rabbi Meir Svirle. You know what? Maybe we're speaking that he did kiddushin as well. And Rabbi Yishmo follows shitas Rabbi Meir, the Amar mi kiddushin layocha, from the point of kiddushin onward. As long as he's kind of the isha, once he acquires her, she's possible from truma. Unrelated to the chupa. So maybe that's why Bishmol says she can't have a truma. That's not a chupa discussion. This discussion pertains back to the scenario discussed back in the Mishnah Daf Nun Vav. Kiddushin. How would it affect her? But chupa perhaps has no effect. Says the Gemara, 1 second, but then the lashon is a bit off. Hi. So why does Rabbi Shmuel say kol she'ein bi'asa machilasa? If bia can't do it, ein chupasa machilasa chupa as well. I'm not speaking about chupa. I thought we were speaking about a kiddushin that happened. Kol she'ein bi'asa machilasa, a relationship in which case the bia would disqualify her, ein kaspo machilasa miboyle. He should have said that. If the bia disqualifies, then the money, meaning the kiddushin, disqualifies. If the reason for disqualification here is attributed to the kiddushin, right? So why does he mention chuppah? He should discuss, he should refer to kiddushin. You're right, maybe that's all he's saying, but he's just using parallel language to the Tanakhama. Tanakhama discusses chuppah, so he discusses chuppah, but of course we're speaking that there was kiddushin done as well, and that's exactly why she becomes possible, unrelated to the chuppah. Dilma, maybe I did the ka'ama Tanakhama chuppah, on account of the Tanakhama referring to chuppah, because that's the chiddush of Tanakhama, that even the chuppah itself is problematic. Omar, even with the chuppah, is she still okay? Amar iu nami chuppah here as well. He as well mentions chuppah, but of course, the basis for her disqualification is not related to chuppah, rather because there was a kiddushin. As we mentioned earlier, you know, kiddushin and chuppah, two separate creatures. Kiddushin is a kinyan, it's an acquisition. Maybe that, of course, affects her if it was done in anticipation of an inappropriate relationship. So at this point, we haven't yet discovered a machlekes tanoim pertaining strictly to this question of how does a chupa lipsulais affect the isha. Amar Amram, her milsa, the following thing, Amalan Rav Sheshes, was told to us by Rav Sheshes, Vanerinu la'ainin mimasnisin, and he actually showed it to us in a Mishnah. He supported it from a Mishnah. What was the halacha that he told us? Yesh chupa lipsulais. In a psulois situation, chupa will affect the isha. And he has right from a Mishnah in Soita. V'tana. And this was taught tuna by our Tana, meaning here comes our Mishnah, which says, Amen shaloi sotisi arusa v'nesua. We know that the isha who strays from her husband, she's a Soita, she must drink the mei Soita. So first he warns her, that's kinoi, then she goes into hiding with this fellow at Stira, and then she has to go to the Beis HaMikdash and have her mei Soita. The Kohen imposes a shvua, a curse, and she responds by acknowledging with the words Amen, Amen. She accepts the warning and the curse and the shvua. Why Amen, Amen? Why repeat? It's a double reference, referring to all types of scenarios. Amen shalei satisi arusa. I acknowledge that I haven't strayed when I was in arusa, when I was just engaged to this man. Unisua. Likewise, after marriage. Shemeres Yavam Uknusa, suppose she was a Yavama, so she's saying, look, I haven't deviated when I was in the state of Shemeres Yavam prior to Yibam, and Knusa after Yibam as well. End quote. That's the Mishnah. Let's analyze the Mishnah. Hay Arusa Yechidami. I haven't strayed when I was in Arusa. Under what circumstance? Well, what type of situation are we speaking about? Hey Yechidami. Ilay Medekani Lakashi Arusa. Oh, speaking that he warned her. He did kinu when she was still engaged. And he's trying to give her that water now. As an arusa, that doesn't work. Arusa bas mishtayahi. Since when can an arusa be given that water? But none. Arusa ushmeres yavam loishoises. But loinetlis ksuva. You have to be married. Pasuk says tachas ishech. You have to be married. Only a man and woman in a married state can feed each other, can bring each other to the mei soita. Arusa or Shemeres Yavam will never drink Mei Soita, although she may lose her ksuva because she brought it about, she antagonized him, she made herself Aser. But there's no Shoisois. So that can't be the case. Elo de Konelok Shi Arusa. He did Kinoi when she was in Arusa. V'istatra. And then she acted inappropriately with that strange man. She went into hiding with him. And then he got married with her. Her husband married her. The Kamash Kalakashinasu. Now he decides, you know what, I want to bring her to the Beis HaMikdash and give her the Mei Soita. That doesn't work either. Mi Batkila Maya. At that point, is the water going to verify the situation? Is it going to be effective? Of course not. Because now her husband is guilty of interacting with her inappropriately. Once she went into hiding, she becomes usher on her husband until further, verification. And Allah is, when he's guilty of doing a similar offense as the other fellow was doing, the water becomes obsolete and ineffective. But Tanya, the Brisa says, V'nika ha'ishmi oven. If the water affects his wife, man shouldn't feel bad. The man is cleansed of any wrongdoing. It's not his fault. And we learn from here, only if he's really clean, if he has a clean record. B'zman sha'ish menukim ha'oven. When her husband is free of any sin, then Hamayim Boitkin is Ishti, water can affect his wife. Eina Ish Menukim Yavam, if the man is guilty, just as guilty as the other fellow, he also engaged with her as married when he wasn't allowed to. Eina Hamayim Boitkin is Ishti, in that case, water is totally ineffective. There's no point of giving her the Mei Soit. So this case doesn't work. Ella, rather, who left with one final option. Apparently, we're speaking the Konilo Kishi Arusa. He did kinoi when she was in Arusa. Fine. V'yistatra, she went into hiding. And now, v'nichnas ala chuppah. Her husband proceeded with chuppah v'leni v'lo, but that's it. He didn't go further than that. So now all factors fall into place. Remember, we need three conditions for it to be an effective, valid process. Actually, we didn't discuss the third one. So far, we had two. Tachas ishech, she has to be a married woman. And number two, husband has to be free of any avera. So here he was free because he hadn't yet interacted with her as married after she went into hiding, so he's okay, he's safe with that. But where is Tachas Ishech? They're not yet married. The answer is they did chupa. Ushma mino yesh chupa lepsula is clearly received from here that chupa done with a psula, such as in this case, she is not allowed to interact with him as married going further until they investigate this matter. Still, it would seem that the chupa is an effective initiation of the marriage process. And from now on it's considered tachas ishech, and the mayim can be given to this isha. That's right, the yesh chupa lepsula. Isn't that beautiful, right? Even though there's no marriage awaiting, they can't marry at this point. The fact that the chuppah is so close to marriage, it designates her, it's miyachet her. It's the bia phase that is considered as tantamount, synonymous to bia, and it's considered tachas ishech. Amarava, one second. V'tisbra, how can you think that this brisa is authoritative, is reliable? V'tisbra d'ham metartesahi, and you're going to bring it right from here. There's a problem with the whole halacha here. Why? Vakiyasa Rabbi Acha bar Chanina. When he came, either Rami from the south of Israel, also he came, Vaisi Masnisa Biyadi, and presented us with a brisa based on the pasuk which says, Mi Baladei Ishech. Look, you strayed from your husband, you got involved with a stranger, not your husband, aside from your husband. And we learn from here that this stranger is coming after she's already interacted with her husband as married. His interaction has to precede that stranger's interference. Misha kadma shchivas baal leboy, only if the baal came first, before the boyel, the fellow who committed znus with this isha. V'loisha kadma shchivas boyel baal, as opposed to when the boyel came in first. So we have a third condition here. A, she has to be married, tachas ishich. B, husband has to be free of any sin, meaning he can't interact with her as married after she got involved with this stranger. Okay, that we covered. But the third aspect we haven't yet addressed, which is his interaction with her. The Baal's interaction with his wife as married has to precede the boyel, the stranger. You don't have that in this case. Why? All he did was chuppah. Now we're stuck. Amar Rami Bar Chama. No, I'll give you the case. Mishgachas lakagon sheba le'a arusa beveis avia. This fellow who engaged her was Mekadesher. He interacted with her as married when she was still home. Beveis avia, in her father's home. L'shem znus, right? Now, eventually they did chupa and they stopped right there. So now everything clicks into place. You have all three conditions met. Husband was first. Tachas ishech, she's married. The chuppah accomplishes that, as we proved. Yesh chuppah lepsulis, despite the fact that she can't really continue living with him as married. Yesh chuppah lepsulis, it carries weight, it has value. It's considered tachas ishech. And thirdly, husband is free of any sin, meaning relative to the stranger, meaning he didn't do the same, he commit the same sin as that stranger, meaning he didn't continue living with her as married after she was involved with that stranger. That's all we need, although there was something inappropriate before, but that's not part of the equation here. So we have all three conditions met. And we have our raya. We have our raya, we supported our contention that yesh chuppah lepsulis. Okay, so far so good. One problem is, the Mishnah also mentioned, aside from Arusa, also mentioned Shemeres Yavam Uknusa. Amen is, in the case of a Yibam, is referring to pre-Yibam and post-Yibam. I was clean, I was free, I acted appropriately all throughout that, time period. And we're assuming that, the situations sort of match each other. Arusa Nasur Shemeres Yavam Uknusa. The Kavasog of Shemeres Yavam. In similar fashion, in parallel fashion, by the Shemeres Yavam. How does it play out? How do we meet all three conditions? Shabbat Aleh Yavam Beis Chamia. So again, it must be that there was some sort of physical interaction between Yavam and Yavama prior to her getting involved with this fellow, right? That's the condition we spoke about. So that happened when she was still Bebeis Chamiya, which means before she, you know, had the Yibum done to her. We call it Beis Chamiya, the house of her father-in-law. Basically, it means after her husband's passing, she was involved with the Inznus with this Yavam. So he came first. He came before the stranger with whom she went to hiding. Okay, so you have all three conditions met. She's been involved with him first, right, with the future Yavam. He was first. And then she got involved with this other fellow. And now the Yavam takes her and does chuppah with her. And no more. Stops right there. So now he's not guilty of any further sinning with her. And now he wants to do the Saita procedure. Right? That's apparently going to be the case. One second. Shemeres Yavam Karisla. How do you refer to this Isha as a Shemeres Yavam? Which would indicate that she's still a Yavama. She still has Zika because of her husband's passing. What do you mean, Ishtei Ma'aliyahi? Once her future Yavam interacts with her as married, even prior to proper Yivam, what was the Shem's Nus? She becomes his wife. Why? Let's remember the Gemara we learned a couple of days ago. Any interaction with a Yavama, even B'mezid, what does B'mezid mean? Rashi said in the Mishnah, means the Shem's Nus. It accomplishes Kinyan. She becomes his wife. That's it. Show's over. She's no longer a Yavam. Da'amar Rav. Rav tells us, Kana L'Kayl. Even a B.S. Nus accomplishes a full-fledged Kinyan. She's his wife. Says the Marki Shmuel. Okay, we're following Shmuel. Da'amar L'Kana. Elo L'Dvarim Ha'murim B'Parsha. This type of Bia does not accomplish a full Kinyan. Doesn't make her his wife. It only activates certain elements, Yibum-related elements, discussed in the Parshas Yibum, Yerusha, etc. She's still a Shemeres Yavam, she's still a Zika, even after Biasnas. What do you mean? Midihu Taimel Rav. What are we trying to do here? Let's remember, we had a Machlokes Rav and Shmuel. Rav says, even in a Psulois situation, Chuppah is effective, and that's what we're trying to support here, from this Mishnah. So we're going to Rav, you can't bring Shmuel into the fray. Midi, who time al Rab, we're trying to bring a right to Rab, the Yesh Chubal of Psulis. Pama Rab, Kana L'Koil. And Rab himself holds that a Bias Znus accomplishes full Kinyan. She's no longer Shemeres Yavam. So that option is out. Hachab Ma'iskin must be speaking as follows. King going to Ovid Ba Ma'amar. Her future Yavam did Ma'amar to the Yavama. Obey Shamahi, following Obey Shamahi, the Amri. Mamar, Koine Kinyan Gomer. Mamar is a full-fledged Kinyan. In fact, some Rishanim learn. It's Menat Torah. He does Kedushin with the Yivama. She's his wife. In which case, the Halachos apply to a typical Shemeres Yavam. It doesn't apply by her. So Bias Mezit only works by a regular Yavama, unaffected by Mamar. Once he does Mamar, sort of a Kedushin, Bias Znus will not accomplish proper Kinyan. She is now treated like a regular Isha, she needs Chuppah, she needs Nisuan, regular process, due process. And that's why she's called a Shemeres Yavam. Because she's not really fully married yet. Despite the fact that it was a bias nus. Done with the Yavama after Mamar. It doesn't count. She's no longer a regular Yavama. She had her Kedushin. She needs a regular type of bia, regular type of chuppah, to be kind to her completely. What do you mean? Yachi ani arusa, if that's the case, then she's a regular arusa. She's engaged to you. Why are we calling her a Shemeres Yavam? Right? Either way, we're stuck. Are we dealing with her like a Yavama? Then any type of Bia makes her full-fledged Kinyan. She's no longer Shemeres Yavam. Elamai was speaking that something happened, something went awry. We switched tracks. We did a mamar, which changes her status from son of Yivama to regular wife. In that case, and she's a regular Arusa. She's engaged to you. And the Mishnah already discussed Arusa. Why repeat the din of Arusa twice? According to you, Nesu or Knusa. What about those two cases? A married woman and a married woman. Whether it's regular marriage or through Yibum. Isn't it the same concept? Lav Chada Milsi, isn't it all the same? Elena saw the day. There's a nuance here, just a slight difference in of how they got there. Nesu means his own wife, and Knusa means the Chavrei, by way of his brother. Okay, but at the end of the day, they're at the same point. So the mission is just citing two variations of the same type of status. Hachanavir as well. When we speak about pre-marriage states, we have two variations. Arusa, an engaged woman. Arusha the day is own personal Arusa. V'shemer siyavim dechavrei, by way of his brother. But you're right, technically, it's all one and the same. Arusa and Shemer siyavim, the way we interpret Shemer siyavim, which happened after Ma, it's basically the same idea. She's a woman engaged to you through Kinyan, and just like Nesua and Knusa, really one and the same, just two ways of having gone there. So bottom line is, according to this Gemara, we have a right to Rav, Yesh Chuppah L'Psulis. That's the only way we can interpret the Mishnah, that it should work. Because remember, we need three conditions met to enable the Hashgo'as Soita. Tachas Ishech, V'nika Ish Mi'avayin, and Kod Moshchivas HaBaal. And the Mishnah clearly speaks about the Amein, that the Isha is referring to the Arusa Nesua state, and Shemeras Yavam Knusa state. How can there be Hashkoa Soita referring to the pre-marriage state, Arusa state? There's only one way. There was Nus, then there was Chuppah. There was Nus, which makes husband go first. There was the Kinei Vistira. And then there was Chuppah, which creates Tachas Ishech, but no more than that. So the husband's now free of any sin going forward. He didn't do anything wrong right now. But why is it Tachas Ishech? Why do we treat her as married? Apparently, Chuppah done to this type of Isha, an Isha who cannot proceed further. She's puzzled him. She may not continue with him until she verifies her situation. Chuppah in this case is effective. It's considered like a kinyan, like marriage. Yesh Chuppah L'Psulis, it's right to Rav. Says Gemara, not so fast. Rav Papa Amar, no. I'm going to suggest another pshat in this Mishnah, which doesn't necessarily conform to your arrangement and doesn't necessarily bring a right to Rav. Forget about Chuppah, there was no Chuppah done. It was proper marriage. Rav Papa Amar Haitanu, who was following another Tano, who holds that even if the husband is guilty of sinning, the water will still be effective. So there was an actual marriage and a bia. They lived together. Now he wants to treat her with the meis soita. It works. Skip the chuppah. There was a real marriage. So although he wasn't meant to marry her, all right, it's his problem. But it won't affect the efficacy of the meis soita. Haytanu dasanya einman kanan la rusa la shkoisa kashi arusa. One cannot, doesn't have the ability to warn, to do kide vestira to an arusa, and follow through with the meisoita at that point, because it needs to be married, tachas ishech. Aval mekanen oisa lashkoisa kshinesua. But if he does a kinoi when she's still arusa, and then he marries her, and then again, he did kinyan when she was in Arusa. Then she went into hiding with this fellow. Right? It was kinyan and stira. And then he decides to marry. The husband decides to proceed with marriage. Lives with her as married, which is obviously inappropriate. He's not allowed to until he verifies the situation. Still, it doesn't take away from the kayach of the meisoit. He can go ahead and give her the water. So skip chuppah. There was no... we're not stuck at chuppah. He did an actual marriage with bia. That's one pshat in the Mishnah, in which case it's unrelated to our discussion of Chuppah L'Psulis. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Amar, here's another pshat. That there was no kinyan yustira at all when she was still in the Arusa state. What happened was she was already married. and she behaved inappropriately after marriage. He did kinim v'stira now. Rav Nachman Yitzchak Amar, I did Gilgal. Something called Gilgal Shvuah. It sort of brings along, once you're allowed to impose a Shvuah for a specific thing, you can incriminate her for a specific thing. You can sort of bring along other things as well, pile it up, add to it. So although he doesn't have the ability to do the hashkoah process pertaining to something that occurred when she was in her pre-married state, when she was in Arusa, but once he's initiating the process on account of something that occurred later on during her married state, he can really bring along the other ones, add the other documents to the file, and make reference to things that she may have done when she was in her pre-marriage state, in which case the water will actually address that as well. So bottom line is, this woman is fully married. And she did something wrong after marriage. When the Mishnah speaks about adding the events that occurred when she was in Arusa, it means Aliday Gilgal, by way of adding it, attaching it to what's happening now after marriage. So bottom line is, according to Rav Papa and Rav Nachman Yitzchak, there is no longer a raya from this Mishnah pertaining to our shayla of chuppah l'psulah. We're not speaking about where there was just chuppah, there was a proper marriage done. So there's no raya to Rav. Whereas according to the first pshat, there was a raya to Rav because we were speaking about a chuppah done to a psulah. Continues the Gemara. Here comes an interesting shayla. Shalach Rav Chanina Mishmed Rabbi Yechon. He asked a shayla. He sent a halacha, the name of Rabbi Yechon. Ha'isa ma'am Rabbi Yevimtoi. V'yesh le'ach. A Yivama was noife le'yibam. There were two brothers here, both kayanim. Reuven did ma'amar, which sort of designates her as his future wife. He has a brother. Brother on the wings, Shimon. They're both kayan. Afilu hu kayan, vi kayanes. So he's a kayan. She as well. This Yivama is a kayanes, meaning she's a daughter of a kayan. Paslam na truma. She may not have truma going forward. Why? Laman, who's shita are we following? Ilem el Rabbi Meir. Let's go back to the Mishnah. Where a kohen gadol was mekadesh an almana. So she's anticipating marriage and living with a kohen gadol. Rabbi Meir says, look, you mishtameres labi apsula, you're awaiting in an appropriate interaction, stop eating your truma. Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shimon say, no. It's not over till it's over. Don't incriminate her at this premature state. In the meantime, she can have her truma. Now, we have a Yevama awaiting Yibam. So far, so good. They're both Kohanim, perfectly fine. One did Mamar, so far, so good. Problem is, when he does Mamar, so at least Midrabanan, she's meant for him. She should not go to the other brother now, right? And somehow this affects her truma eating privileges. Why? How does that happen? Leman, whose shita are we following? Imel Eimel Rab Meir, following Rab Meir's shita in the Mishnah there. Eimel de Amar Rab Meir. Mishtameres labi epsula le'achla. Yeah, when does Rab Meir say that an isha has to stop eating truma because she's waiting, she's anticipating marriage with this fellow? Medaraisa was speaking that he's a kohen gadol, she's an almana. Menater, they may not interact. So anticipating that relationship is a problem. It makes her a pasul. We treat her as though she's already interacting. But in this case, what happened here? Everything was legal. Everything was fine. Reuven did mamar. The only downside is that by his mamar, he disqualifies his brother. He takes him off the table. You may not engage with her anymore. This is midrabana. We treat mamar as though it's bia. She's designated for Reuven, and she may not go to Shimon. But technically, she's still zakuk to everybody. She's still bound. She's still an equal yevama to all brothers. So we treat it as though she's awaiting. She's slated, so to speak, for a Bia Psul, because potentially she can interact with Shimon too, right? He's also her Yavam, and in that case it would be an Isser. So we treat it as though she's awaiting a Bia Psul, because she has that potential. But there's no connection, says the Gemara. It's only in the Rabbana. The whole concept that Mamar disqualifies the brother is only in the Rabbana. Mi Amar, how do you know Rabbeinu would apply the same halach in this case? That doesn't work. Ve'elo l'Rab Lezer, Reb Shimon. Oh, so according to the other sheet, it's in the Mishnah there. An almana is awaiting marriage with a kohen gadol, a grusha with a kohen hedid. They say it's okay. But over here, it won't work. By the yivama with the mamar, how can that be? If anything, it's the other way around. Hashta mishnah meres l'biya psula d'iraisa achla. Even in the case where she's awaiting a biya psula minat teira, she may continue having a truma d'rabbana mi'bayir. It goes without saying that if it's only yisad rabbanan, it wouldn't affect her. So that doesn't work. Eloki also Ravin Amar, when he came, he quoted Rabbi Yochanan, he revised the halacha. Amar, he says like this. Soba mamar bi vimtoi, divrakol achla. Of course, if there's only mamar done, no problem, gesundheit, yivama, you can have your truma. On the other hand, yeshlo ach cholol divrakol einoich, eino echeles. Suppose one Yavam did the mamar, and the other brother, Shimon, happens to be a cholol. He was born through an inappropriate relationship, a gadol with almana, whatever it is. In this case, all agree. All Tanoim would agree that the Yavama has to stop eating truma. It's only in the Mishnah that Reb Lezer and Shimon say you can continue having your truma. You know why? Because the kohen gadol, who the almana is awaiting, the kohen hedyot, who the grusha is anticipating, that fellow on his own, there's nothing inherently deficient with him. He can feed his wife truma if he's married appropriately, right? That's the story we had the other day. Yesh lo l'achal b'makam achar, in a different type of situation, he has the ability to feed. So that's why they say, look, even in this case, when actually she's not meant to interact with him, but it's only a condition, she can have truma. But in this case, where the other yavam, the other brother, is a cholol never has the ability to feed his wife truma. So all agree that since she's potentially slated for him, right, all agree she has to stop eating her truma. So these two shailas, these two situations are not up for discussion. If there's only mamar done, and both of them are perfect kohanim, she can eat truma. On the other hand, if there's one brother who's a pasul, she has to stop eating truma. Lo nechleku, the question is only in the following case. Lo nechleku ela shenosn l'get. Suppose Reuven, right, we have Reuven and Shimon, two brothers. Reuven gave the Yavama a get. And what happens through a get? We discussed this many times. And the Rabbanon, a get is like synonymous to chalitza, and therefore he shouldn't be doing Yibum. That's the Issur of the Rabbanon. So in this situation, we have a machlekes. Rabbi Yechanan Amar Echelas. She can continue eating her truma. Rish Lagash Amar Eino Echelas. She has to stop. Rabbi Yechanan Amar Echelas. She can eat. Even Rabbi Meir, who holds that in the Mishnah, in the case of the Mishnah, where it's an almana waiting for the kohen gadol, etc., she has to stop eating. That's only when the future marriage entails an issur d'oraisa. Aval d'rabbanan achol. But over here, if her potential interaction with this yavam who gave her a get is only issur d'rabbanan, that doesn't disqualify her. So all agree, she can have her truma. She doesn't lose any truma eating privileges. For Rish Lagash Amar, he says just the opposite. Ein lo yecheles. In this case of a get, she cannot have truma. Afilu l'Rab Lezer, v'Rabbi Shimon, d'amri yecheles. Even according to the Shita, that allows an almana who's awaiting marriage with a kohen gadol to eat. Hani mila, that's only the yesh l'achal makam achar, because that kohen gadol, as we explained, has the ability on his own, he has the ability to feed people. If only he marries somebody he's meant to. So therefore, even if he's engaged to this almana, she can have his truma. Aval hach, but in this case, well, the yavam gave a get, kiven de ein loy lahachl mokam achar. You never have a person giving a get and feeding that wife, right? It doesn't work. So we don't find that this type of scenario enables achilas truma. Loy. Therefore, in this case as well, she has to stop her truma. So since she's awaiting, so to speak, she's slated for Avera, right? She's still bound to him. She's still zakuk to him. She can't have truma. V'chitema, perhaps you'll say, you'll argue this point. You'll say, Hachanami yesh l'achila. You know, we can find a case where even by issuing a get, the kohen's wife can still have truma. You know how? B'chayzeres. Suppose her father was a kohen. And now her husband, the kohen, gives her a get. She goes back home. And she regains her achilas truma privileges from her home, from her father. So you see that a get can sometimes enable achilas truma. So why are you saying otherwise? It says, well, what do you mean? How do you compare two things? Chayzeres, in that case, when she's returning home, paska minei. She's been detached from her husband, the kreivel beinosh, and she's sort of getting reattaching to her, you know, her parents, to her father's home. Beinosh is the woman's home, meaning, you know, her old home. So of course it works. Get detaches and sends her back home. Aval ha agida bei, but here she's going north. She's going the other way. She's trying to get closer to him. She's trying to eat truma on account of him. He's the kohen feeding her truma. Right? Not only that, she's going in his direction. She's agida bei. She's bound to him. She's zakuk to him. She's not going home yet. Sure, a kohen who issues a get to his wife and sends her home, she's back home. She could have her truma with her family. But here, she's not heading home yet. She's heading in his direction. Right? She's trying to get close. She's a yevama. She's bound to him. She's zakuked him. So in this case, the fact that he gave her a get disqualifies her. Because on the one hand, she's heading in his direction, which is a forbidden direction. And therefore, all agree she can't have truma. Okay, let's do a quick chazar. So we had, this is the header, an isha who's mishtameres labia psula. That's the topic of our discussion. She's anticipating, she's awaiting marriage or interaction, which is not recommended, which is possible. Almana awaiting the kohen gadol, a grusha awaiting the kohen hedid. We have three possible scenarios. There was kedushin done. That's the case in the Mishnah. Her mayor says, stop eating truma. Her brother Rav Shimon say, you can have your truma. Because it's still pre-marriage. What happens if there was chuppah done? Do we treat it as marriage? Rav says, you have to stop eating truma. We treat chuppah as marriage even when it's an inappropriate chuppah. Shmuel says, chuppah in this case is worthless. You can have your truma. It doesn't make her like a chalala. It doesn't disqualify her. What if she's a Shemir Yavam? That's the last topic we just discussed. And the Yavam is a Kayan. Two brothers, one did Mamar, she can continue eating. If the other one is a Chalal, she has to stop eating. If there was a get issue to the Yavam, Rabbi Yechon says, go ahead and have your Truma. And this is according to all Shittas, because it's only in Rabbanon. Whereas Rish Lakish says, what do you mean? Why don't you give a get? That's it. She's awaiting Bia Psula. In this case, all Shittas would agree. A get is nothing that creates Achilas Truma, and therefore, she's possible from Truma regardless. All the best to you, and Hatzlacha Rabbah.